technical series. We're going to start today off with the VEV2 intro and overview, followed by fulfillment. Bill Wichter will be presenting. We are taping these sessions and making these MP3s available to the team. And during today's sessions, we will not be allowing Q&A, but we will set up a Q&A session in October. So please send any technical questions you have before October 1st to maddie@us.ibm.com. And thanks again for joining us.
Pardon the interruption, Ms. Nick.
Yep.
Mr. Wichter has joined you.
Perfect. Go ahead, Bill. I already introduced you.
Okay, thank you. We'll start the session off with the overview of the virtualization engine version 2. Some preface comments. The series of presentations that you are going to be listening and seeing have to do with the content that is going to be part of the virtualization engine the second release. I will give a overview of the release with some specific information, but the rest of the material will be very much more in detail with the different presenters presenting. If we go to slide number 2, what I want to do is comment on the changes from the first release of the virtualization engine. I should probably preface this one more time by saying we will have a question and answer session probably the first week of October. The exact call-in numbers and dates are yet to be arranged. So if people have questions relative to this material, they can send those questions to Maddie Nick, and the user ID for that is Maddie, M-A-D-D-I-E, at us.ibm.com. And if you provide your questions, she can direct it to the proper presenter, and we will address it at the session, the Q&A session, which would be the first week in October. Comments I want to make relative to this release versus changes from the first release, which was referred to as version 1.1 or version 1 release 1. In this release, the virtualization engine is basically a series of separately orderable and deliverable products. The three main products are the IBM Director with the VE Console, and we'll get into detail on what all of these are. That's the primary product. Another product is the IBM Virtualization Enterprise Workload Manager. And the third product is the IBM Virtualization Engine Resource Dependency Service, sometimes referred to as Topology Services. The other thing to keep in mind, there is no VE Suite in version 2.1, this upcoming release. As you recall, in release 1, things were able, delivered a la carte as well as in a suite offering. That is not the case in this release. Everything is basically ordered as a separate PID. We'll get to that specifics with the different platforms in the next presentation on fulfillment. But basically, you can think of these as being totally separable products for all of the platforms. You also note that the IBM Grid Toolbox is not part of the VE Solutions for 2.1. Systems provisioning, and it was also referred to as the IBM Tivoli Provisioning Manager in version 1.1, That is not part of the VE solutions for 2.1. You can order Tivoli Provisioning Manager as a separate orderable through the Passport Advantage route, but it is not part of the VE offering in this release. And also to keep in mind, in this release, we are ordering not through Passport Advantage, as was done in the first release, but the fulfillment channels are series-specific, mainly AAS and ESW. If you go to the second or the third chart here, the font is actually very, very small, but in screen show mode, you should be able to determine the actual text. And what you'll see here is these are the individual offerings and what OS platforms it is supported on and what level of operating system they are being supported. So if you were to look at this and see the EWLM, you'll see it, you know, there's a Windows and an X Linux offering, there's an AIX, there's in the chart is referred to as basically the INP Linux or Linux on Power, there's a ZOS offering, there's a Z Linux offering, and an i5. And under each of those sections, you'll see OS levels associated with the offering. So, you know, specifically for like i5, you'll see 5.3. For some of the Linuxes, you're going to see SLES 9, you know, the Red Hat versions and the like. And I won't go through the details for every entry on here, but you can see on the left side in under the blue headings are the management server functions. Once again, the EWLM, the RDS, as well as the director in the console. And the green boxes are to indicate which platforms and what operating levels. For those that you see white boxes, it certainly implies that there is not an offering particular for that operating system. So you'll see on Windows and X Linux it's for 32-bit, but not an offering for 64-bit for the management servers, and you'll see it across the table as well. The lower part of the table is defining the managed nodes or the agent support, and the information there is primarily for the EWLM agents as well as the RDS activity. There's the director, and there are some acronyms on this chart that I will comment on at the very end of the presentation as to where some of the terminology may say, like multi-platform, and what does that really mean for this particular release. This chart is kind of a development-focused chart with terminology that has been used internally, and I'll try to make the bridge with the external names as well. So you'll see the different agents there, once again highlighted in green for the individual platforms that they are supporting. And for the white platforms, there are no agents available at this time. The other qualifier I will mention is this information is accurate as of the dates that the charts are being presented, meaning today, September 8th. The reason why I say that there is some fine-tuning yet with levels of service packs associated with the individual platforms. So you may see something that does not have a service pack, but at the time of GA, we may be identifying a particular service pack or a group PTF level for the individual platforms. An example like the i5 OS, it just indicates 5.3, but there will be some PTF levels associated with that. All of that information would be available in the information center at the time of the product GA. The next chart we're on is chart number 4, and this refers to the common runtime. You'll see in the follow-on charts talking about what the common runtime is. There will be several presentations, particularly the install and the common runtime presentations, where they will go into much more detail. But all I wanted to highlight here is that you will see, and once again, the leftmost column, some of the content of the common runtimes, the WAS, or WebSphere Application Services, the DB2, ITDS, which is basically the LDAP server, and what levels it is supported on for the individual platform. So you'll see, once again, on Windows and X-Linux, the versions that will be supported on those particular platforms. You'll also see on some platforms, some of the products are not being delivered simply because those platforms already have a version of DB2 as part of its database offering. So once again, not to go into detail on these particular items, but just be aware that this information is as of today, and further details would be provided in the Information Center at the time of GA. The next chart, unfortunately, I suspect this one may not have a number associated with it, but I'll give you a description. The heading is the IBM Virtualization Engine Platform Overview. And basically, this is kind of the very high level of what is being offered in this particular release, as well as how it's going to be portrayed to the external customers and marketing teams. Basically, if you look at it, there are some virtual resources, a large block at the very, very bottom, and these include the IBM server and storage systems. There are some things that are inherent, the hypervisor and technologies associated with that would fall into those categories that are embedded into the servers and the storage systems. The next layer above that is what referred to as the virtual management layer, and that's really where the workload and performance managers are, resource management, modeling, mapping, and the like. And you can kind of foresee that would be the area where the EWM and RDS would be. And then at the top of the ladder, so to speak, is what they refer to as the virtual access, the programming interfaces, as well as the virtual view of all of the pieces that are composite of the virtualization engine. And that's referred to as the virtual access, and the VE console would fall into that realm. The next chart, chart number six, you'll see a number of offerings, what they refer to as the 2005 Cross-Systems Management and Virtualization. The way this is being portrayed is there are some systems management functions, which are basically the IBM director and the VE council. And then there are the on-demand solutions, which would be the EWM and the RDS. There's another category there called the resource model, and that, along with the resource dependency, they're in the green font towards the bottom of the screen, are part of the RDS offering solution. So even though you can see five particular blocks here, the way they are combined is into the three offerings. Once again, the IBM director gives basically platform coverage. There's HMC integration. In this release, there's going to be a director available on the ZVM or the Z-Linux offering. And there are some enhanced ease of use enhancements to the director, which in, for this release, it'll be director 5.10. The VE console, it expands its OS coverage, as well as provide some usability enhancements and improved wizards and displays as part of the VE console. The EWM, and once again, we'll talk about it from a packaging standpoint, but the EWM offering would also include the VE console in that offering, so you get the console whether or not you order the director piece or whether or not you order the EWM piece. There is expanded with OS platforms. We have basically the Linux is a managed endpoint, HPUX is also a managed endpoint for EWLM. There will be some integration with the TIO offering, although the Tivoli is not, quote, offered. It's part of this solution pack, but it does have the upsell to the Tivoli products. The resource modeling is basically a hidden, in this particular release, is a kind of a hidden layer underneath the resource dependency services, where basically there's going to be the discovery, the mining, and the presentation of resources across the servers and the storage units, and that will also surface up through the VE console as its user interface, so to speak. The resource modeling are those elements that allow those resources to be detected and presented through RDS and through the VE console. But in this particular release, there is not a specific resource modeling end-user interface or programming interface. Chart number 7 is kind of a pictorial of how this would be perceived or used by customers. You can see at the very lower level they have, the different resources, so to speak. They have servers, they have clusters, they have network storage devices and software. That's being basically communicated through web services interfaces. The resource management kind of sits on top of that I'll use the word loosely, monitors that information and presents it over to the far left, which is the VE console. It's portal-based and it uses the ISC. So the information that is being obtained and presented for resource management will be through that same common end-user view, the VE console. EWLM will also make the workloads on the particular servers will be identified as well as presented on the same user console. And the IBM director, which is kind of the effort particularly for the servers as well as for the storage units, would also be available through the VE console itself. So all these pieces are somewhat separate, but they're using, and all of that information is going to be presented through the VE console per se. How that is done, how it's configured, is going to be the basis of the presentations that will follow on the specific topics themselves. The next chart number 8, is the specific on the IBM director. The ease of use is key function there. It's got some streamlined interfaces to quote, help boost productivity. There are some lightweight agents that are being deployed to a number of platforms, and that list will be presented elsewhere in the director information sections. And there is a health check facility through the IBM director where they're basically able to push down their fixes and to their particular network of users. It's also going to be the feature that's going to be used for the IBM serviceability in the deployment of the fixes as well. That will be highlighted in the presentations on IBM, the VE serviceability for the entire picture of obtaining fixes as well as the deploying fixes. They will be using the IBM director functions. The open design, it's meant for basically a broad platform. The IBM virtualization engine is a key user of the IBM director, and there are a number of open interfaces that will allow application programs to be using the director features. And there's more integration with the Microsoft SMS, and there are some additional extensions to Director that will be available on certain platforms, primarily the X series as well as the Z series Linux offering, and specifically those extensions will be identified in the Director presentation. The VE console, once again, we mentioned that is kind of the integral portal, so to speak, to the VE offerings. The console is actually delivered with all of the solutions. So even though it's highlighted with the director solution, per se, it is also being delivered physically with the EWLM offering, as well as with the RDS offering. Basically, it's the user interface for all of the virtualization engine. It has the hardware view of what is available from the particular networks. It talks about the VE environment view from all the resources that are being monitored with the RDS. They will be available and presented through the VE console, through the VE console topology functions. And there is another area called the Health Center dashboard, which is kind of the ongoing monitoring of the systems, and it will be presented that way. So you'll hear a number of presentations through the VE Council talking about the bridge activity, and there are bridges between the VE Council and the individual solutions like Director. They will have its bridges. There will be bridges to CSM. There will be bridges to Management Central. And I believe, if I didn't say it already, the bridge to the EWLM. So it's basically kind of the user interface and the health center for all of the individual pieces that are supplied by the VE offering, as well as some of the functions that are available. As I mentioned, the Management Central and the CSM functions themselves. Next slide, slide number 10, is basically a pictorial of EWLM, or the Enterprise Workload Manager. And it's basically broken down into two individual pieces. There's basically the domain management, and from an acronym standpoint, is you'll probably see throughout the presentations it referred to as EWLM DM for the domain manager. And you can think of that as the management server piece that will reside on a number of the servers, particularly those that are identified in the earlier chart of saying the management server and what platforms is available. But there's also the managed node, the endpoints, and that the nomenclature for that would be the EWLM MS for the managed servers, sometimes referred to as well as the agents. The agents will be the pieces that will be installed on the outbound platforms. And there are sometimes referred to as Group 1 and Group 2 agents. I'm not going to go into detail in this presentation, but it will be in subsequent ones. But basically, it's a composite list of all the agents or the managed servers that will be supported, and they include not only IBM end nodes, but as well as the Linux, HP UX, and Windows as far as being the agent endpoints. They will collect that information and report it to the domain manager, or based on either in the primary function or the preliminary function is the monitoring of these different workloads, and then there's the advanced version, so to speak, is the management of these workloads. So that would be the dynamic moving around of workloads between LPAR partitions and between systems, depending on the algorithms to do that. And once again, the details of that, how it's established, how it's configured, and the different parameters would be covered by the presentation specific on the EWLM. In fact, the presentation for EWLM is a series of about five separate presentations covering, once again, from installation, configuration, security, monitoring, and management. The presentations for Director, there are approximately six presentations on that. The presentations for the VE Council, I believe there's about six presentations on that as well. The last item in the suite of offerings for the VE is the Resource Dependency Services. And once again, the function there, although it's referred to as just Resource Dependency Service, it does include the ODIRM function, and with this offering, the customer will get the VE Console, and that's the, basically, once again, the graphical user interface to be able to display the network information. And once again, in this particular release, it's going to be the role of the RDS to basically keep track of all the resources across the network, and it would be resources not only the physical hardware but software and network resources as well, and the user would be able not only to have that information but be able to change some of that those network configurations and zoom in on the individual properties of the networks or the hardwares themselves, and this is a new function, particularly for this release of the virtualization engine. It was not available in the previous release. And once again, the discovery of the resources is both on IBM and non-IBM hardware. The thing to keep in mind, we'll talk about from a support platform, the RDS support only runs on the Linux operating systems. It is not a function that will be running on the native operating systems of AIX, ZOS, or i5OS. So in order to take advantage of the RDS functions, you'll need to run the RDS server or management server on a Linux. It could be a Linux partition, but it has to be on a Linux operating system and not on a native operating system. What I want to comment here is you probably heard intermixed with the presentation and then actually some of the charts, and this may be a good crib sheet to have handy when you're listening to some of the other presentations. The IBM Director that is going to be provided in this release is called IBM Director 5.10. Sometimes it's just referred to as IBM Director or just plain Director. On some charts, you will see the words Director MP listed, and that's basically a slight throwback to the first release where the version that was included in the virtualization engine was referred to as Director MP or multi-platform. In that same release, there was another offering called IBM Director 4.2, and so in order to resolve any of the conflicting information, particularly for this release, there is only one version of IBM Director in the virtualization engine for 2.1, and it's called IBM Director 5.10. So whether or not you're getting it on an X series through their fulfillment channel, whether or not you're getting it through the virtualization engine, it is identically the same IBM Director. There are some little differences as to the installing of it, but I'll leave that to the presentations on the IBM installer. The other component, like, as I mentioned, is the IBM Virtualization Engine Enterprise Workload Manager. It's referred to as 2.1 because it's the second version, and that's basically the offering umbrella for the VE. In an acronym format, you'll see a lot of charts that refer to it as EWLM. You'll also see charts that have EWLM DM, which stands for the Domain Manager. You can think of that as the management server. There's also EWMMS, which is the managed server, and you can view that as agents as well. I know the terminology may be a little bit confusing, but if you think of, and you'll probably see most of the acronyms as DM and MS, and once again, MS, you can think of the agents, and DM as the management server. The Virtualization Engine Console is also officially 2.1. In the charts, you will see it also referred to as VE Council, and the short abbreviated acronym would be VEC, obviously the abbreviation for Virtualization Engine Council. Along with that, you'll see terminology referred to as the Council Bridges, and there are several that are there. There's the EWLM Bridge to the Virtualization Council, and that basically is the portion of the code that bridges EWLM, the managed server, information to be presented over to the virtualization engine console or the end user interface. That gets shipped, well, when we talk about from a fulfillment standpoint, that gets shipped with the common components, which are defined a little bit further on the chart, and they get installed as part of the VE install when you're doing the EWLM. And once again, that will be described in the installation presentations. There's a director bridge to the virtualization engine console, once again bridging director information over to the console user interface. There's also a CSM bridge for basically the AIX and Power Linux users, and there's a management central bridge for the i5 users. And once again, this just maps that information over to a common user interface. RDS, Resource Dependency Services, 2.1, its acronym is RDS. Sporadically on some charts you may see it referred to as RMS. That's an older acronym, but if you see that, I just want you to be aware that that's part of the RDS offering. The On-Demand Infrastructure Resource Modeling, that's the part that's actually contained within the RDS offering that the customer is going to get. It really won't be very visible to the customer, but in the presentations, there is a presentation called ODIRM, and I just want you to be aware that those sets of acronyms tie into the end deliverable called RDS that the customer will be getting. Another item is called the Virtualization Engine Common Components. It's abbreviated VECC, not to get too confused with the VEC, which is the Council acronym. And what the Common Components are is it's really the composite of all the things that are necessary for the VE to run. It includes the VE installer, the common runtime. Believe it or not, the VE console, from a packaging standpoint, is included as part of the VE common components. And there are some serviceability features as well as security that will be also lumped into the common components. The reason why I say believe it or not, the console is packaged in the common components, I know the console is being highlighted in the offerings. And the next presentation you'll see on the PID numbers and the official names, you will see it actually highlighted that IBM director with the VE console. But the delivery mechanism and the architecturally the way it's packaged and delivered, it's really part of the common components. So it'll be referred to in two separate lights, but it is actually a subset of the overall common components. You'll also hear the term common runtime, which is a series of middleware that is going to be provided. You'll see it basically under the covers. It's a little different than what was seen in release 1 or version 1.1. For those who had experiences installing 1.1, you will have noticed that the ITDS was a separate series of CDs. VB2 was another series of CDs, and they were all installed separately in Release 1. There's been a number of enhancements from an installability standpoint, that all of that is being, in essence, masked from the user when you're doing the install in the media. Basically, the way it's going to be delivered is you'll have the common runtime, and you will install DB2 and ITDS under the covers of the VE install activity. So you won't have to worry and jump over to the DB2 install or to the ITDS install. That's all going to be handled through the VE installer. But just for your awareness, it'll be Webster Application Server 602. Its acronym in the presentations you'll most likely see is WAS, W-A-S. DB2 is going to be 8.2, the version. The IBM Tivoli directory server, it'll probably have two acronyms, sometimes referred to as ITDS or LDAP. The Integrated Solution Council is 6.01. Its acronym is ISC, and you'll probably see it intermixed a lot with the VE Council, because the VE Council is very, very dependent, and its underpinnings is the Solutions Council. So you can almost view that as being a single entity, even though they are separate entities, both from an install service standpoint. The IBM JRE 1.142, its acronym is JRE, and there's another piece of software, iLogs, JView 6.5, and in the presentations you'll probably see something about iLog or JViews. And once again, that's a piece of software that helps with the displaying the end user information. So in a nutshell, these are all the acronyms. Hopefully we have a complete list that you'll be seeing in the subsequent presentations. And just keeping in mind that it maps all to basically three offerings that the customer will be getting: the IBM Director offering, the Enterprise Workload Manager offering, and the RDS, or the Resource Dependency Services offering. And that, in other than the charts number 13 and 14, which are the legal notices, that basically concludes the presentation on the overview. Once again, there will be detailed presentations over the next series of days that you'll be able to review quite in detail in all of these areas. If you have any questions on the material here, please send a note to Maddie, M-A-D-D-I-E, at us.ibm.com, and we will handle those in the Q&A session that will be scheduled the first portion of October. So this concludes the presentation VE overview.
Go ahead and stop the recording.
Okay, the recording is stopped.
Okay, we'll take about a 5-minute break and then start it again.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Ms. Nick, you're now in conference.
Thank you. Hi, guys.
Hi, Maddie.
I just joined at the tail end of Bill. So your presentation didn't go the whole hour?
That's correct.
Was it the same presentation as you did for the beta, or is it more?
Well, actually, I didn't give this presentation for the beta. It was given by Boaz Betzler.
Right.
And Boaz probably gave more more verbiage. Actually, most of them are his charts. He probably gave more verbiage on the how does it all tie together.
Mm-hmm.
But the charts included here that were not in the beta talked about what platforms the management servers were on.
Okay.
And what platform the agents were on.
Okay.
So.
So that's important. So now are you going to your part two?
Yeah, I will start, and I'll just take one more sip of coffee, and then.
Okay. Okay.
And actually, the presentation that I'll give now, you don't have to. I think I may have mentioned this before. The beta version has a little less information than this in this package. So if you wanted to keep one thing, I would keep the presentation I'm about to make.
Okay.
And not necessarily convert the beta version into an MP3.
Okay. I'm already, unfortunately, in the process of doing that. That's okay, because I'm putting them two different. We'll have to see. I'll talk about that as we go on. Right now, I'm holding on to both, but I will put yours as the higher priority one, this one, the current version.
Okay.
Hey, Maddie, how's the background noise in the room now?
It's okay. There just seems to be some kind of a, like almost like an echo, maybe because it's on speakerphone.
Hmm.
But I guess that's to be, I mean, I don't know, unless I could ask the speakers to put a headset on when they're presenting so that both the people in the room but the actual recording could sound a little cleaner. I don't know.
Okay, because this is a room with one of those sound stations in it, so it's about the best we have for speakerphone.
Okay.
It is a pretty echoey room, though.
Yeah, that's the thing. But maybe as we progress, is there a way we could get a headset for the speakers, Bill, for tomorrow's session?
Boy, you know, and I don't know, because we have this conference room reserved for tomorrow's session.
Oh, actually, tomorrow is all director.
So yeah. They'll probably be calling from their offices.
Oh, okay. All right, very good. Very good. In fact, Claudia is on same time with me trying to get things arranged for tomorrow.
You mean Cynthia?
No, Claudia from Germany.
Oh,
okay. Okay.
Maddie, did you want to, I mean, if we get off the call earlier, is that okay?
Yes, it's just what happened was I found out that if I stop and start the tape that I have to pay for editing charges. So I opted to put different conference call numbers for each call.
Okay.
As opposed to stopping and starting the tape, because then I'm stuck with the editing charges, which are like $100 or I don't know, some are a lot of money that I don't have.
Okay.
All right, I'm going to get off. I can get back on mute.
Okay, we'll start. We did stop this one because Bill needed a break, so.
That's okay.
We'll start this one up again, so.
That's okay. I already spoke to her about it. I'll just take the whole tape as it is and figure out how to do the editing.
Okay.
Good. Bob had a question. Okay, so I'm just trying to understand process-wise, Maddie. We should just keep talking and you'll do a post-edit? We should not be having them stopping the tape?
No, there's no other. I don't believe there are other.
Yeah. All the rest have different.
I believe I'm going to try to get all the rest to have their own call-in numbers. The worst that will happen is two will go together. And I guess maybe we can ask, you know, we can ask the team to, I don't know, I think maybe I'm just looking at a lot of them are 30 minutes that are under VE console.
Yeah, I mean, 30 minutes, if it runs an hour. It's like Bill is running an hour and a half straight with two different topics probably would have been tough.
Yeah.
For someone to listen to.
Right. All right.
I'm not saying that you're boring, but.
No. No, absolutely not.
Even tough to listen to myself for that long.
All right. Okay. Then I'll send you an email about the install common runtime one on Monday that's combined, and we'll decide via email what's the best way to handle that.
Okay.
Okay.
So,
all right, we want to. Operator, you want to start the recording again, please?
Yes. Ms. Nick, did you want me to put you back on mute?
Please.
Okay. Your line will be muted from here on out, and I'll let you know when the tapes are rolling.
Thanks.
The tapes are now rolling.
Thank you. Welcome to the IBM Virtualization Packaging and Fulfillment presentation. My name is Bill Wichter. Once again, these are a series of informational sessions on all of the aspects of the virtualization engine. There will be a question and answer session in the month of October. If you have any questions relative to this presentation, please send a question to Maddie Nick. The user ID is maddie@us.ibm.com. Identifying what the question and subject matter is, she will direct it to the proper presenter, and they will be addressed at the Q&A session being held in October. With that, we'll start the presentation on packaging and fulfillment. The goal for the virtualization engine, and I'll comment briefly on the difference between Release 1 and Release 2, but the fulfillment is basically enabling all of the IBM processes for ordering, billing, delivering, and maintaining products. And the goals that we had were basically to make it cost-effective for IBM to manufacture and ship basically the media, the software to the customers, make it easy to order by the worldwide sales channels and the business partners, make it easy to install and obtain services, as well as entitling customers for the service and support. Now, where this has changed in, and if you go to the second or page number 3 of the chart, I want to talk about the changes in this particular release. The products are going to be fulfilled and distributed via the IBM series fulfillment channels, meaning we're going to be using AAS for I-Series, P-Series, and X-Series, and ESW for the Z-Series. This is slightly different than we had in Release 1, where everything was fulfilled through Passport Advantage. One of the rationale for this change is the business partners are more set up to order things and fulfill things through the series approach of fulfillment, as opposed to the software group, which was Passport Advantage. So therefore, this release, although it doesn't make it a single point of fulfillment, it does tie it much more closer to the series fulfillment. The other thing to keep in mind is that there is no VE suite in release 2.1, this release. Each product is going to be ordered as a separate entity. And in the subsequent charts, I'll show you the individual PID numbers and how things are packaged. The thing that would be closest to a suite is on the Z Linux team, and I'll show you that in a couple charts as to a major PID number with selectable features and options. And I'll talk also a little bit, there are some differences between an SE offering, which sometimes is referred to as a standard edition, in what's going to be, how that's going to be fulfilled versus the a similar product in the normal VE. But I will show you that in just a second with the PID charts. The other item is that the offering for VE is basically three major products: the IBM Director, the Virtualization Engine Enterprise Workload Manager, and the RDS. The one set of common code that's going to be delivered with all of these is referred to as the VE Common Components, the VECC, and as mentioned previously, that consists of the installer, the VE console, and a number of the different runtimes. The media for the delivery is either going to be CD or DVD, and I'll show you that, I believe, on chart number 8. The use of the DVD is intended to significantly reduce the amount of media handling that people experience in Release 1. The DVDs are basically all of the common components will be available on a single CD. or a single DVD. The one thing that will help in the media handling is the IBM Tivoli Provision Manager, which was available as part of the suite in Release 1, is not part of any of these delivery channels or delivery offerings. If someone wants to order the system provisioning function, that is through Passport Advantage only. So when someone gets the media pack for either ordering Director or EWLM or RDS, they won't be opening an envelope and shaking out potentially 40 CDs as they did in Release 1. You actually may be surprised as to how few CDs you'll actually be obtaining. And chart number 4 has the offering and building blocks. And this is, you know, if you look along the top line, you'll see the individual hardware platforms, the I-Series and P-Series, X-Series and Z, and the operating platforms, OS platforms associated with that. So if we look at basically the top line called IBM Director 5.10 SE, what you'll notice here is this is the method of getting the IBM Director available to the users, and that would be solely what they would want is the IBM Director. Now, you'll see on the column that talks about i5OS, it's a rather unique situation here because the i5OS team wanted to package Director with the VE console and the common components for i5OS. And in fact, the way it's going to be installed is using the VE installer. Now, the details on that will be in the VE install presentation following these presentations. But the rest of Director that's available for Linux on Power, for Director on AIX, and the subsequent platforms, that basically is Director 5.10 all alone. It is not coming with the VE console. It's just available as is. From a marketing standpoint, there are some other portions on other platforms as part of the SE offering. So in some of the RFAs, they may be talking about on AIX, there are some other base functions that are only available on AIX that will be part of the SE umbrella. But as far as the VE is concerned, the delivery mechanism is really only going to be the Director 5.10. And that will be, as the current plans are, that would be all CD media distributed on all of these particular platforms. So I know it's a fine line distinction between the IBM Director 5.10 SE and the next line, which is the IBM Director 5.10, and then with a little parentheses with the VE common components. But the difference there is that with the VE common components, you will basically be getting the VE console. In a lot of the RFAs and in the PID structure, which I'll show in just a minute, they actually highlight this and refer to it as the IBM Director with the console. But what you'll be getting is all of the common components for that. So once again, you have a different line and a different offering for the IBM Director 5.10 with the common components with the console. The only grouping that's identical is the i5OS. There is only one offering available, and it's basically the composite offering where you'll get the common components. And once again, for these, Director will actually be installed using the native installation, whereas the VE console will be installed using the VE console or the VE installer. Once again, I don't want to go into the details here, but the presentation for VE install will go into much more detail on it. The next offering is the Enterprise Workload Manager 2.1, and that will include the VE common components as well. And it's available on all the particular platforms. There will be a version for i5OS, for Linux on Power, AIX, Windows, Linux on X-Series. There is a version for EWLM on ZOS, It does not include the VE console and the like. It is basically a ZOS offering, but there is one for Linux on Z series as well. The thing you will note with this is that there are a number of agents that will also be delivered. They're basically in two groupings, and I'll show you that on a chart as well. The agents are for AIX, i5OS, ZOS, Linux, the SLES version, the Windows, Solaris, and HPUX. New to this release is the HPUX and the Linux as agents. The last offering at the bottom of the chart is the Resource Dependency Service 2.1. And just for your information, this whole release is referred to as 2.1. And RDS is actually the first time we're offering it, but its version release number is 2.1 as well. So you shouldn't be looking to try to find previous versions of RDS because there aren't any. Once again, it will be distributed with the VE common components. The ODIRM is part of this offering, as it was mentioned in the overview. Even though the name of this product is called RDS, it does include the ODI function, and it's only available, the management server is only available on the Linux platforms, Power Linux X and Z-Series Linux. If we go to chart number 5, now we'll be talking about the individual PID numbers. This may be more confusing than there was in Release 1, because in Release 1 we had a very simple arrangement. We had a PID, and it was through Passport Advantage, and you were entitled to that PID on all platforms, and then you just selected what media you wanted. And if once you had purchased it, and if you wanted media for other platforms, you were entitled to all platforms. You just went back into Passport Advantage and ordered the media group for another platform. However, it's not so easy on this version 2.1. There are individual PIDs depending on the ordering system that you're going to use. And each PID does not address all the particular platforms, so you'll have to be very, very attentive dealing with customers who have certain PIDs, and they may need it on a the offering on another platform, and what they may have to do is order a completely different PID number through another ordering system to get that same function. An example would be is if somebody is using EWM, the domain manager, the management server, on an i5 or an AIX box, and they, for some reason, want to get the management server on a Z Linux box, they will have to order a different PID number through a different ordering system in order to get that. So just be aware that the fulfillment is a little bit more difficult in this release, but the view is most customers will be probably single platform focused, and business partners are very familiar with using the ordering systems associated with the hardware brands, so we're trying to solve that problem in this particular release. But if you look at the top of chart number 5, you'll see the i5 OS specific offering. There are two PIDs for that. Basically the 5733DR1 and the EWA PIDs. And these are only i5OS versions. They're basically the first one, the director with the VE common console, or with the VE console, which basically is all of the common components. That's going to ship with every copy of i5OS. Similar to what was done in the first release, meaning every hardware box that's being shipped will be given the IBM director and the console. For those customers who order the iSeries Enterprise Edition, they will get the EWLM for i5OS as well. And I believe the agents that they will get is not the full suite of agents, They won't be getting the Solaris and the Windows agents, which is very similar to what happened in the first release, meaning if a customer wants those particular agents, that they would have to order a different PID. The second grouping there is the VE offerings that are going to be in the eConfig AAS ordering system. And these are originally they were intended just for the Power platform, but it also includes the X series itself. And the reason for that is the X series team, for this particular software, they didn't have a software fulfillment channel of their own. And there were some debates whether or not this was going to be fulfilled through Passport Advantage or through the AAS system. So basically, they have X series users who want to have access to the VE offering. They're going to be having to go through the AAS ordering system. I'll put a little caveat on that. The IBM Director will be shipped with X series hardware itself. So if you have an X-Series customer, either Windows or Linux on X-Series, they will be getting Director through their hardware channel. But if they want EWM or RDS, they're going to have to come in through the AAS ordering system and order one of the particular PIDs that are identified here. So once again, the 5733DIR is the IBM Director and the console, including all of the common components. And if you order that PID, you can then select which platform. There will be separate feature codes for ordering the i5 media, the AIX media, the Windows media, and the like. But you'll be ordering that particular PID. If you want EWM, you'll be ordering the 5733 EWM PID. And once again, you will get a choice by feature code, which platform you want the media, i5, AIX, and the like. There will also be a feature code for what we've referred to as the optional royalty agents, sometimes referred to, and I'll show it on another chart, the Group 2 agents. So basically, if you want a Windows or a Solaris agent for EWM, you would then be ordering this optional feature group. All the other agents will be included. The non-royalty agents would be included in the base order. And then the third one, the 5733 RDS, is the resource dependency services. Once again, you'll get RDS, ODI, and the VE common components, which would include console. And the choice there is only the Linux platforms of Linux on Power and Linux on X series. Even though I mentioned previously that it's also available on Z, that will be fulfilled through the Z series offering structure. So if we go to chart number 6, you'll see the PIDs for Z series. And if you're ordering EWM for ZOS, you'll be ordering the 5655 EWM PID. And what you'll be getting there is the ZOS version of EWM. It's domain manager and only the ZOS agent. You won't be getting the, based on a request from the ZOS, they only want to manage their own. So there won't be the whole suite of agents per se. The other Z series VE offering, the non-ZOS, is going to be handled a little bit differently. It's going to have a major PID, a single PID, 5648F08, and it has a rather long name to it, referred to as Virtualization and Infrastructure Services for Linux on Z, or on systems Z9 and Z series version 2.1. And that's a little bit of a mouthful, but that's the PID name itself. What you'll be getting with that is the very first feature code, the S01255B, which is the IBM Director and the VE Console. So what you'll actually be getting is very similar to what was ordered on the other PIDs for the other platforms, but you'll get the IBM Director 5.10, You'll get their director agents. You'll get the VE council and the runtime. Optionally, you'll then be able to order any of the other feature codes. The 1255D is the Enterprise Workload Manager for managing what we refer to as the Group 1 or the non-royalty agents. So you want to manage AIX, i5, any of the Linuxes or HPUX. You'll order that particular feature code, the 55D. If you want to order or manage Solaris or Windows, you'll order S01255G, and you will get the EWLM with those particular agents. Now, the only I shouldn't refer to as you may get a few more CDs than what you're asking for, because if you order the individual PID and get directed with the VE council, and that at a later date you order a feature code, you'll actually have had the common components because they'll be in a base, but you may subsequently get them in the fulfillment channel when you order those individual features. The next one down the list is the RDS, and so that's 55J, and you'll get the RDS managed server. It's the same physical CD that you would have gotten when you ordered it for Power and X Linux, since all of RDS is available, but it has a different fulfillment channel for the Z Linux users. And then the very last one, there is a series of director extensions, and that's 55L is the ordering. And at the present time, that is not a a CD media per se. It's just entitlement for it. So you'll probably get a piece of paper associated with that entitling you to use the extensions that would actually be available with the director media. Just as a point of information, there are separate software and support PIDs. So for the Z Linux, the PID that they would have to order is 5648F09. There are service and support PIDs for the previous offerings as well on the previous chart where I was referring to the IP and X series. They have different PIDs for service and support, and they have different numbers and features depending on if you want 1 or 3 year support for those individual projects. The very last one, to make things not totally crystal clear, is the SE offering. This is very similar to what was on the i5OS, where there was going to be an automatic shipment with all the i5OS. So if you ordered that particular PID, it was a 5733DR1. But for P-Series, there's a 5765DR1, and that provides just the director for the P5 systems, and that's referred to as 510 because of director's nomenclature 510. And the versions that you would get would either be the AIX or the Linux on Power versions. And then for Windows and Linux on X series, basically what they'll be getting is the 5697 NFD product, and because that's going to be shipping with all of the X-Series boxes. So, and there will be optionally support and support line offerings associated with that, too. I don't have the numbers associated with those at the present time. So that's the structure. But once again, it's significantly more complicated than Release 1, but it's very much tailored to the business partners and the ordering system tied very, very strongly with the hardware orders. Now, from a media standpoint, what you'll see here, this chart is actually broken up into two pieces. The top is the VE common components portion. And throughout the presentations, you'll probably hear people talk about the VE base, DB2, WebSphere, ITDS, ISC, and the like. The VE Bass is actually a series of two CDs that includes the VE Installer, it includes the VE Console, it includes the Serviceability, Bridges, and some security information as well. So that's basically all contained on the first two CDs, CD1 and CD2. And that same VE Bass is available for all the OS platforms. The second column is the DB2, and depending on the individual platform, you may only need one, you'll only get one CD that will have DB2 on it. On the Windows and Linux on Z series, you'll have two CDs, and obviously on the i5OS, you won't get any because DB2 is integrated into the operating system. Third column, or the third major column, is the WebSphere. Once again, that's a two CD offering. The next column is ITDS. It's not going to be shipped with i5OS, the media pack, because it goes with i5 as an operating system. So you'll have ITDS available as a physical CD for AIX, Linux on Power Windows, and Linux on X and Z. And ISC will be a single CD available on all of the platforms. What you'll see in the very rightmost column is the media. Depending on the platform that you order, you'll either get five or eight CDs, five, seven, or eight CDs. However, if you order the DVD media, you'll get a single CD with all of that information. Now, there is a slight difference in the CD or the DVDs if you're getting the i5OS SE version or the i5OS non-SE version. There are some differences in the install scripts and ease of install, so to speak, such that the media is slightly different. But once again, that will be commented on in the discussions on primarily the install presentation. The lower half of the chart shows the media that will be available for the managed servers and the agents. So if you look at the EWLM line, you'll see you'll get one physical CD whether or not you order the AIX, i5, or Linux on Power. The EWLM domain managers fit on all three versions of fit on one CD, so that's the way we packaged it. Whether or not you ordered Windows or Linux on X series, you'll get another CD for the domain manager. And for Linux on Z series, that would be the third CD. Now, chances are you're not going to be ordering all of these because you won't necessarily need the main manager on all the individual platforms. But as I mentioned in the ordering standpoint, if you wanted to order EWLM on any of i5, AIX, Power Linux, Windows, or Linux on X, you'd be ordering the using the AIS, their AAS ordering system. And if you wanted EWLM domain manager on Linux for Z series, you'd be ordering it through the ESW fulfillment channel. The agent CDs, there's a line there called Group 1 and Group 2. And this is a single CD that will contain all the agents for EWLM. If it's AIX, i5, Linux on any of the platforms, Linux on Power, Linux on X, or Linux on Z, and the HPUX, they will all be contained on a single media for all OSs, so whatever you order, you will be getting that same CD. The Group 2 agents are basically the Solaris and the Windows agents, and that also will be on a single media, depending on which version you order, that same single media would go with every deliverable. The RDS, there will be a single CD that will contain the RDS management server for Linux on Power, Linux on X, and Linux on Z. Once again, you can order it through two different channels. You can order it through ESW for Z series, or you can order it through AAS for IP and X series, but it's the same physical CD that will be fulfilled either way. For director, it's slightly different. The i5 has its own CD that has a management server in console, and it has basically it's a two CD pack. AIX and Linux on Power will be a two CD. There will be one CD for AIX and one for Linux on Power. There will be a single CD for Linux and Windows on X series, and then there will be a different a single CD for Linux on Z series. So the director offering on all of it would be a maximum of six CDs, but once again, chances are people will not be ordering the director management or the director server on every particular platform, but just be aware of that. The director agents, there is an agent CD that will be fulfilled on the Linux on Z and on the i5 as a separate physical media, but based on the P series and the X series, they wanted the agents to be combined with their particular deliverables themselves. So you may or may not see a director agent CD. And once again, I'll preface this whole discussion again with, this is the view as of September 8th. Depending on the final bills and the like, we would not suspect that the amount of media would change, but there is the possibility, depending on how things are packaged and the size of the individual modules, something that we thought may have fit on one particular CD may now take two CDs. If that be the case, that information would all be available at the GA timeframe and would be made known via the info center information. Also for the information on chart number 9, from a language group standpoint, this is the same that was there for release 1, meaning the common components. And I'll qualify that somewhat, saying the base language for the common components is English. There were versions of DB2 in multiple languages and things of that sort, but probably the best way of addressing this is saying all of the common components, the base language is English. The EWM is English. The director is Group 1 without Italian and British or Brazilian Portuguese. And RDS is English only as well. The next two charts, number 10 and 11, are basically the legal notices as well. And that basically concludes the presentation on fulfillment and packaging. Once again, if you have any questions with regarding this particular session, please send a question to Maddie, M-A-D-D-I-E, at us.ibm.com, and we will address it in the Q&A session that will be held in the first week of October. Thank you.
Operator, can you please stop the recording?
The tapes are stopped.
All right, thank you. Can you unmute Maddie? Is Maddie even with us?
She actually disconnected. She's no longer in the conference.
Okay.
She's back with Tom's presentation. She's
okay.
Mr. Wichter, are you still there?
Yes.
Okay. Are you done with the recording and all of that for today?
Yes, for this conference room we are, yes.
Okay. All right. Great.